Premier Tim Houston was pressed by reporters last week about the future of a legally protected piece of property in Inverness County. The Cabot Golf Company wants to build a golf course at the West Mabu Provincial Park.
We're all Nova Scotians. We all love our outdoors. We love our beaches. We love our parks. Like it's a great draw to living here. But we need to be open-minded and listen to opportunities if there's a better use for a land that might get more people involved in enjoying Nova Scotia. We should listen to that, and I think that's what's happening now. We're listening. Is there an economic opportunity that could create jobs and bring people to the area and spur some economic development, and still find that balance with pride in community?
Protected place. A lot of people are looking for reassurance from your government that it will remain a protected place. Right now, we're not hearing that reassurance. We're saying we're open to perhaps development, and that is your position.
That's my position. Yeah.
Sense.
But I would say this: the concept of a golf course in a park is not unique at all. You don't have to go very far from West Mabu to find an actual golf course in a park. There are numerous examples across the country. So I wouldn't accept the argument that this is some kind of crazy idea that's never happened. It's not. It's true. It happens all over the place. And in Nova Scotia, we can be open to that too. It works. It works in other areas. It might work here too. We'll see.
Why does it make sense that a company with the large resources such as Cabot has, why does it make sense that the government would contemplate giving them land when, frankly, they've got enough money to go out and buy whatever land it is they need elsewhere? Why do we need to look at giving them land that's been designated as protected?
Is that what's being looked at? Like, there's a few assumptions in what you're
suggesting. They say on the website, they have a website for the proposal. They want a Crown land lease.
So a lease would be different than giving, right? Those would be different. Those would be different things.
But the question, let me rephrase the question then.
Sure.
Why would it make sense to lease land to them when that's protected? So you're changing what the use of protected land is going to be for, to the benefit of a private company, when that private company could go out and buy land elsewhere that's not protected and intended for the use of everybody?
I don't want to presuppose the outcome of the exercise. We're listening, you know. I believe it's the case that there are certain locations that are suitable for world-class golf courses, and maybe some that aren't. So if you're a developer of world-class golf courses, which Cabot is, I don't know how many they have in the top 10 in the world, but they're a well-respected operator, probably have pretty good expertise at siting golf courses. They have a belief that this may be a good place for one. I'm not good at citing golf courses, so that's not in my wheelhouse. So we'll listen to them. If a company comes into Nova Scotia and says we have an idea, I think it would be irresponsible to not listen. So we're listening.
Two years ago, you said the public would get a say before West Mabu Provincial Park became part of a golf course. Do you still feel that way, and what would that look like?
Yeah, so there would be a consultation process. I mean, there's pretty extensive discussions happening in the area right now, actually. But you know, if we get there, we'll look at what the consultation process should look like. But again, the world has changed. Like we have, like the world is a different place than it was 3 years ago. We have $1 billion deficit. The international trade relationships are different. So we need to be looking at opportunities, and we need to have frank discussions about what those opportunities are. Some of them might be good opportunities, but not all of them. Who knows, right? But we should have the discussions, and I think we're listening and having a discussion. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Liberal MLA Ian Rankin's motion to maintain the existing protected status of all designated coastal areas in Nova Scotia was recently voted down by the Conservatives. Rankin said that West Mabu is an ecologically significant place, and many people in the community want it to stay that way. Nadine Hunt of the Save West Mabu Beach Coalition says it's the third time their group is saying no to Cabot, but their concerns are falling on deaf ears.
This is the third time that Cabot has tried to do this very same thing. And we have gone through the scenarios on why this is not a good idea in 2017, 2022, And now we're back at it again. And it just seems so ridiculous to us that we have to continue to validate the existence of this natural environment provincial park that we all love so much. And it's just very, very frustrating and very maddening to know that we have to go through this once more again. I think this shows that Cabot and their people have no respect for this community at all.
Hunt says the heated discussion should not be localized to Inverness County because there is worry other protected areas could lose their status as well. She refers to comments made by Natural Resources Minister Kim Maslin during a post-cabinet media scrum.
And we're not just a provincial park, too. You know, we are a natural environment provincial park, and there's only, what, I think less than 10% of all the provincial parks in the whole province have that, you know, have that handle on them. And so that should give this park elevated status because of the, its ecological value as well as its recreational and economic value, right? So, I mean, even the minister, the new Minister of Natural Resources, just said when asked about how, you know, how she would feel about a park in her own riding coming across, you know, having the same fight. And she said, everything's on the table. That's a very, very scary thought. So if the minister can say everything is on the table, you know quite clearly that every provincial park in this province, every wilderness area, everything is basically up for sale according to what this government is saying.
What is the level of economic development that a rural community could expect from a seasonal business that would make this an opportunity that the government would suddenly be so interested in pursuing, given that you shut it down 2 years ago?
So I guess what I would say is, you know, I'd look at my own home area. We have seasonal businesses along the coast that are still economic drivers. They are still a place for students to have summer work. They're still become a destination for people all over the world to come. You know, I've only been in MLA since 2017, but what I will say is that I truly believe that we can be, we have to stop saying no. We have to be able to have conversations. And we previously have said no, 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 before even having a conversation. I truly believe that we can have economic benefit and we can still protect the beautiful parts of this province. I live here. My grandkids are going to live here. I certainly do not, I'm going to do my due diligence to make sure that we are protecting. But yet, still, it's a place where child poverty is not 40%.
What is the purpose of a community group going to the lengths of lobbying government to eventually designate an area for protected status if the government, on a whim of whatever economic development scheme comes along, is willing to overlook that protected status?
It's, no one's saying that's happening. What is happening right now is a conversation, and that's it.
What is the point of even entertaining the conversation when it relates to a protected area? Because 2 years ago, your predecessor and the premier both made the point that this is not a permitted use for this area. Mm-hmm. Full stop, don't bother submitting the application. So what has changed in 2 years where suddenly this is something that's of interest to you?
Again, we have to be open for business and we have to have conversations. The premier said he's going to have a conversation with any business person that wants to come to Nova Scotia. Because you have a conversation doesn't mean it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. It's a conversation. I'm sure you have conversations at your supper table all the time. Doesn't not necessarily happen.
Does that mean that every protected area at this point, anyone can come to your government at this point with a proposal to use part of a protected area for some type of business use, and you folks are open to it?
Always open for discussion.
Back to the premier, Houston said during the media scrum that there are others in the area that support the idea for development.
And I've spoke to residents, and I hear from residents in that area, solicited, unsolicited as well, right? I hear from lots of people from that are actual residents of the area that just send me messages saying this is a good thing, right? So, but it's a public has, you know, there's no, it's, we talked about a different file last week. It's hard to get unanimous consent in community, right? But there's certainly feelings on this.
Hunt, meanwhile, says the park is a natural gem and a driving force in the community, and there is no amount of money that can match it.
It's been just part of our lives for so long. I mean, even when it was, private property before it was became Crown land and provincial park land and whatever, it was always there. It's a place that's just a little bit removed from the village. It's a place where people can go. It has a beautiful beach. We have hiking trails there. You know, we talk to visitors who come to our park, and the first thing they say is, this is why we come to Nova Scotia. And you know, and that could be the same thing for those of us who live here. This is why we live here, you know, and that's why it's just so special. It's a place that you cannot put a price tag on, and I find it very sad when an outfit like Cabot can look over the West Malibu Beach Provincial Park and the first thought that comes to their mind is, how can we profit from this? You know, how can we profit from this financially? And that's not how the people here look at this park. We look at this park as it's a priceless treasure that we have been gifted, and we want to look after it, right? And that's why we love it so much.
A report 4 years ago indicates there are several rare animals and plants in the park, with some birds listed under the Provincial Endangered Species Act. The company did not respond to an interview request. Cabot operates 3 golf courses in the Inverness area. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.